Hello, Iron.
When we say the Ani Mamin, that Kol HaTorah Mitzuyah Atav Yedinu Hinan Hyanasuna Lamoshe Rabbeinu, right? So what does that mean exactly?
The rule of God, though, you never can ask exactly.
Okay, what's the
And the simple
non-exactly shot?
shot is it says that even what the Talmud is going to be Mechadesh was told to Moshe. So
So
I
then
don't know.
in Cain, so then what's the whole then all the then all the like the Das B'nai Adam Lechora was then included in the Torah that was given to Moshe, no?
I don't know. Okay, I
Well,
don't
how do
know.
you? Well, it has to be one or the other. If everything that's also the Chadesh was given to Moshe, and it's then the Chedushim Ali they
You
Yisechel is
should
B'nai
read you
Adam.
should what?
You should read The Dynamics of Dispute. It's a good book. He discusses all these things too.
Dynamics of dispute. Who is that?
He's a Talmud of Reuven Feinstein Shlita. It's an English book discussing the like different understanding how Machlokas Tanaim work and Elu ve'Elu. So it's specific to this particular issue that Alan's discussing. He has a whole section on so.
Okay,
Specifically.
I would assume shot is the simple shot is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say it out the Torah, and the Ksais was mechadesh it, but seeing that Hashem knew the future, so and to know that the Ksais was going to mechadesh it, so he told it to Moshe. So it was the Ksais's chiddush that made it told to Moshe. Wasn't that Ksais got it from Hashem? Like it's in the order of how things happened was the order inverse. First, the Ksais was mechadesh it, and then because the Ksais was mechadesh it, became a chedek of Torah, and now that it became a chedek of the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told it to Moshe Rabbeinu. The time doesn't jive. That's not a problem.
There's an all shechet on Mishlei in the pasuk tevakeshna. He says that every kol yachid v'yachid was given a particular chelik in Torah at Har Sinai from Hashem. Hashem spoke to him a particular chelik in Torah, and that particular chelik will not be revealed to the world until he is zocheh to reveal it to the world.
Yeah, okay. But that doesn't mean we're talking about the Ksais. Ksais is, and this piece was bothered that he's been gathered upon the Torah Shoga Hilchasa. He was been gathered that he's saying something which is not right shot. And so I don't think that was given at Har Sinai. That was a wrong shot.
Right.
And his answer is that Afal became, it's still Torah based on the Ran. So I don't think that was given at Har Sinai. Question is being asked is that Aaron's asking, but how could it be? Then what does it mean that Hashem told everything at the time of Asar HaKadosh if the Ksais is creating it? So I think that's pshat. And if we're not, I got wrong pshat, so then I'm the HaKadosh and now retroactively I got Baruch Hu Tzatzer at Har Sinai.
What does that mean? Then that same section over there, it says Hashem showed a shear of Rebbe Akiva to
Okay,
Moshe Rabbeinu,
but can we clean that?
and it
That
says he
that.
didn't understand. It says he didn't understand it. So how could be Hashem was Megala all Torah?
Okay, the question is a very famous question. It's a good question, a very famous question. The usual pshat is he didn't understand how Rabbi Akiva derived it. Akiva was being Derech Tagen, and he said Moshe knew the halachas, but didn't know the way to learn it out of the Torah. But Akiva was learning it out of the Torah. That's the standard answer.
So
But
Hashem
there
only
are
told
other
Moshe the
answers,
end
I'm
result. He
sure.
didn't tell him how to get there.
Yes, Hashem taught him all the results, but Akiva was Darish Tagen, and Moshe did not know that the how to get it for right. It was just like, oh, Moshe Mizinai. But I'm sure there are other answers. I don't remember offhand. I do not remember, but. Okay, you have to read the book.
What did Rebbe say happens retroactively? If what would then
Not saying
retroactively be Megala?
retroactively, because it's not in from our perspective that we live in a world of time, etc. The Ksais says, if I'm assuming I'm understanding the Ksais correctly, that we learned yesterday, the Ksais was afraid that he was being Megala upon a Torah Shloka Hilchosa. So he answered with the Fidushe, with the Drasha Saran, that Torah is given to Bnei Adam. So therefore, if he says pshat, even if it's wrong pshat, but now that he says it and he's a Gadol, he's allowed to say it, then it becomes Torah. And therefore, it's Fakir, it's not Megad Panacharja, because so he's being Mekayim the Mitzvah Talmud Torah. That's what the Ksai seems to say. So Aaron Hertzberg was asking, how does that jive with the Chazal that says that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu everything in the Talmud was also the Chadesh? If Moshe, originally it wasn't Torah, and it only became Torah when the Ksai said it. So I said, okay, so what? So Hashem knows the future. He knows that the Ksai is going to say it. So therefore, because Exodus is going to make it into Torah, therefore Hashem told it to Moshe and Har Sinai. I hope it's so
based on last night's shir, if it turns out that a Baskol comes and says it's wrong and people use the Baskol and incorporate that and it becomes Das Bnei Adam, does that mean it wasn't said? And then it's wrong, therefore. Does that mean it was not said on Har Sinai? Or was still said on Har Sinai?
Well, I don't know. Much too complicated for me.
In other words, let's say what you said last night, that once there's a Baas Kol Halacha Kebeis Hill, not like Beis Shammai, that's not a violation of Torah Lava Shamayim, because that Baas Kol becomes incorporated in people's now, they assimilate it into their Das or Psak or whatever, it hits the ground, it becomes it becomes Tohar, so to speak, that it's Bidei Adam now. Right. Does that mean Beis Shammai was not set at Har Sinai?
No,
or Beis Shammai was set at Har Sinai?
No. Says who everything was said in Har Sinai.
Even though it's not halacha, and it's not even halacha, klape halacha, because Bnei Adam now know the Baas Kol Paskim against it.
I assume that, first of all, at the time of Beis Shammai said it, but then it was halacha, and I don't know. I don't know if it comes retroactively, not Torah. I don't know.
There's no rule. Anything which any Gadol, who's a real Gadol, says, was said, regardless of whether it's halacha, and regardless of whether in Shamayim they even think that it's Emes.
I believe so. There's a piece from Rav Simcha Ziso. You know, okay, we want to get back to our learning, but it's a very nice piece from Rav Simcha Ziso that he says that in order to be qualified for a Gadol, it's not only that you have to know how to learn, but you have to have good midos. So he says that it comes out that a person who has good midos, assuming he knows how to learn a little bit, certainly. I think it sounds like each person in the field by Dregoso. So almost everything he says is Torah. Because he may make a mistake, but it's based on this Lamedus is Torah. But if he has bad midos, he says, even if he gets ripe shot, but it's other people disagree with him, it becomes ice Torah, something, I don't know. But at least he doesn't get that Maida for sure that becomes Torah. So he says that by having good midos, you get the advantage of everything you learn, even when you get wrong shot, it's Talmud Torah. Okay, let's go over again a little bit. I want to go over a little bit.
What changes to good midos?
What? Because of the Ran, the Drush of the Ran said again that Torah is given to Bnei Adam. Whatever a Ben Adam says, obviously not just any Ben Adam, it has to be a Ben Adam who's ain't a Dayan at a Machane of Rice. You have to be on the Darga of a Dayan, or in learning on a Darga of a someone who's allowed to say a pshat in learning. You have to be on, and that you're speaking on your level. So he says, it's simply so, that bad midas is a psu and a Dayan. Mm. So even though there's a din of ain't a Dayan Machane of Rice, and if you say a pshat, if you worked on a sugya, you worked on a chabura, and you said a pshat, and assuming you're speaking on your madrega, it becomes a chedek of Torah, and you're mekayim talmud Torah. But if you had pasu amidos, so then you're not a dayan. So then it's not talmud Torah. And then if you are working on the sugya, so it's talmud Torah because you are working on the right sugya. But the actual chiz that you said, assuming it was wrong, would not have been in a Talmud Torah. That's where Simcha Ziso says. Okay, let's go back to this sugya here again. I want to review it, if you don't mind, because I also, there were some things the guys were giving me a little trouble. But that's just basic review. We have in the Gemara the Gemara brings a daya that by Talmidei Beis Shammai also kedivrayim even after the Bas Kol came out. But the Gemara's kasha is how could they do that in the Bas Kol? So the Gemara answer is because of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said that ein mashgichin be-Bas Kol, right? The Gemara, the Lashon is where the Lashon ein mashgichin be-Bas Kol. And where Rabbi Yeshua say that, that's in Bava Metzia, with that Maaseh Rav Ozer ben Hyrcanus, that he got up and he said that ein mashgichin be-Bas Kol. So Tosfos, the simple pshat in the Gemara is that we basking like Rabbi Yeshua. That's simple pshat in Bava Metzia. When you learn the Gemara in Bava Metzia, that seems to be the maskana. Rabbi Yeshua came out and said, "Ein mashgichin be-Basko," and they went and they put Rabbi Ozer in Chayrim. So the simple pshat in that Gemara is that we basking ein mashgichin be-Basko. This says in the Svarim that that's what the Rambam holds. I didn't really go through the Rambam, but that's what the Rambam, they say, hold that way, that we basking like Rabbi Yeshua, ein mashgichin be-Basko. However, our Tosfos, very interesting, it's in the Gemara here. You know, that's the end of the Gemara. The Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Ragla, V'Amar, Lava Shemaimi, Lo my Lava Shemaim, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Shmar Nitna Terem Behar Sinai, Einana Mashkicha Ben Basko, Shikvar Kosavta, Behar Sinai, Behtaira, Achrei Rabin Lahatos. So the Achrei Rabin Lahatos slugs up the Basko. Now, let me, before we get into even the discussion, I got into a big fight with the guys here. What did the Basco say in Bava Metzia?
Malcham Eitzel Rabbi Elazar Halacha.
What? I can't hear you.
Malcham Eitzel Rabbi Elazar Halacha Kamosu B'chol Makom.
I know, but was the Basco saying, why was the Basco saying that Rabbi Elazar is right? Was the Basco saying because in this particular case and in every single particular case, let's say Rabbi Ozer argued with the Chachamim in 10 cases. So was the Bas Kol saying that you shouldn't argue Rabbi Ozer because it happened to be that he was right in every 10 case? Could have been he was right in 5 of the cases. Could have been right in 3 of the cases. You know, they're just saying the Bas Kol was saying that I'm telling you, Rav Ozer's right. In Bez and Shomayda, when they have this Shaila came up, they agreed with Rav Ozer's opinion. Or is the Bas Kol saying that, listen, I'm not getting involved in this Shaila, who's right and who's wrong. This is a very good Shaila. This is Sodom Nekan. This is Sodom Nekan. I'm not getting involved. I'm just telling you that when it comes to Paskim, the Shaila, now you got a Machlokes. So who are we going to follow? So you should follow, if Rabbi Ozer says it, you should go like him, because there's a clothing apsak, just like there's a clothing apsak, the Rabbi, Surim, and Shmuel, and Mammon, and there's a clothing apsak, and Rav Yechon, and Shlokesh, I don't remember who we Paskim like, but there is definitely a Klali Apsak, and there's Klali Apsak in many, many different machlokes. Abai and Rava is hooked like a Rava, except for Yau Kagan. Right? So you have Klali Apsak.
That's Mitzad previous Doros. I mean, later Doros. I had later Doros had determined there's a Bas Kol came down from Shemayim and said halachas like Rava except for Yal Kagam.
But when this in this particular case, there was a Bas Kol. So Shai, we don't usually have Bas Kols, but here we had this. So what was the Bas Kol saying? Was the Bas Kol saying?
What would be the logic to make a psak rule? Bnei Adam have to have rules, because maybe we can't evaluate each machlokes. But in Shemayim, if they didn't think he was right 100% of the time, right on the merits of his argument,
why would they make up such a rule? Let's just say nine times he's right, then one time he's wrong.
Because that's a shaita. There's a shaita in Shemayim. What are the klalei apsak?
Why does Shemayim need klalei apsak? Shemayim should go with
emes. That's an important yisoy to know klalei apsak. So that also is an issue that's brought discussed. It's discussed in Shemayim halacha kebeisel or kebeishamay. It's a discussion. Now that's when the Basco came out mistama and said we Basco like Beisedo over Beishamay. Poshib Shad, Basco wasn't saying that there's this 123, I'm just making up a number, Makhlokes Beisham Beisedo. In every single case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went ahead and said Beishahino hit the nail on the head and Beishamay got it wrong. That's not Poshib Shad. Poshib Shad, the Basco was saying that there's, I'm not discussing who's right and who's wrong, but I'm telling you a general rule in Klalei Apsak.
That's because there we have a rule
in Klalei Apsak that when you have a machlokes Beisino Beishamay, in reality, Beisino was right 74 times and Beishamay was right 35 times. But you don't know, and you people don't know which are which. So I'm telling you a Klalei Apsak. The Klalei Apsak is we always basking like Beisino.
Pashib Shad is that the emes the whole that the Baskel is saying that the emes base hillel the sock is like base hillel b'chol makum, not because well all p rov it is, so I'll just say
no,
call
that I don't
the Baskel is perfect, the Baskel is perfectly capable.
I'm not saying how p rov it is because base hillel were anavim. They said a certain midas in midos or whatever, and that caused a klalei apsak. But it's the klalei apsak. It's not a. It's not that they were right in each case. It's not like I don't think that that shot. But the Basco was saying that you know what they said hit the bullseye in every single case, and every single case Beishamay got it wrong. I think it's much more misava. The Basco was saying. There's certain factors, whether it's Beisedo is right, Beishamay is not right. So the Basco was saying that you should know that Rav wins. I would say that, you know, the Gemara says it was a Shaila whether Beishamay was Mechad Itfei and the Beisedo were right. That once this Basco comes out, now we have a different machlokes between Reuven and Shimon. And Reuven is Rav, based Reuven is Rav, and based Shimon is Mechada Ditvei. I would say that based on the Basco, now we know we go Basar Rav, not Mechada Ditvei. The Basco was Kovea the Klau. The Basco was not Kovea the particulars. He was Pokea the Klau. We had a Shaita, what is a Klau? Do we go Basar Rav or do we go Basar being smarter? The Basco told you the Klau, but Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, is you go by Rav. Therefore, the din is that we always paskin like Beis Hillel. So I want to know by Rav Elazar, when the Basco came out and said, I got the exact the lashon, Malachem Eisa Rav Elazar Shalocha Kemoiso B'chol Makom. Was the Basco saying that in Chol Makom, Rav Elazar happened to ace it, he got it right? Or was the Basco saying, listen, just like by Beisino Beishamay, I'm not getting involved in the particulars. I'm not discussing this particular case. I'm discussing the klalim. What are you supposed to do? I tell you, when you fight with Rav Elazar, halacha k'maiso b'chol makom.
There's a third possibility. No, it could be either a klalei apsak. Or it could be we actually went through all of the machlokes and we're deciding he's right every single time. Or it could be it's a klalei apsak, it's a metzius that he will always be right every single time. For example, if you would say, you're arguing the Reshiva Zatzal, that's ridiculous. If you're against the Reshiva Zatzal, of course we'll go through Reshiva Zatzal every single time. Is it a klalei apsak? Or did you go through every single machlokes and figure out that every time the Reshiva was right? You would say, for some reason, the people who know the parties involved decided the Shiva dwarfs everybody.
Okay. I'm ready to go with that one too. Fine. But The question is, so you have three choices. Granted. So the question is, which one is right?
So choice one that says it's Kalei HaPsak would be funny to say over here, because by Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, we know there are certain kolim that are acceptable. Roiv, Mechadadi, whatever. But if there was no such a thing as Roiv, if Beis Hillel was the miyot, and Beis Hillel had bad midos, and Beis Hillel...
Well, we're saying that I'm really agreeing with you. And Hashem is saying, the Basco is saying, that there's some cloud that you're unaware of that makes that the psak is like Rabbi Wazir. Now there's, you know Rav, and you know Mechadi, but there are other rules also. In Shemayim, might have that it depends how much year of Shemayim you have. It goes by how big of a beard you have, how much your yichus is. There are other factors which in Olam Hazeh we can't judge, because we can't judge people's year of Shemayim. We can't judge their level of kedusha in siyata d'shmaya. So he's saying halacha k'Rabbi Ozer b'chol makom, because Rabbi Ozer has more siyata d'shmaya, and therefore, you know, I agree there's going to be some reason. But he's saying a klalei apsak because of some reason, but we don't know that reason, because the Basco is telling us something that we never knew ourselves.
I'm saying one more thing. It's be a very big chiddush to say that unknown klalei apsak does not yield the true halacha, the true psak, the MS, and still we pass him like that. That would be very little strange.
But Shemayim knows. Well, why not? Because it's the klalei apsak, when you have a suffix, you follow klalei apsak.
So Bishlam, if he's using
Roiv, says you go baser Roiv, you go baser Roiv. So why can't there be a klalei apsak that you go baser, the person has better yichus?
So because that's a little strange. Klalei apsak
is, that. I think, so.
There is no such klalei. If the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Bechod of Atzmo, if the Torah, Bechod of Atzmo said you go baser yichus, okay, but there is no such, there's no such Torah that said that.
Maybe in Shemayim, there's such a klalei apsak.
But it wasn't given. It wasn't given at Sinai. That's not the Torah that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us.
I understand. And there's a question I have like this: the Gemara says that Rabbi Wazir Amar Raglav, and he said Lo Bashamayimi. Why is Lo Bashamayimi? Because Einar Mashking of Vasco Shurikar Kosav Har Sinai Akri Rabim Lahatos. So. And our Taisvah says, that Pshat is, wait, I learned the second Teretz of Taisvah. Taisvah is saying that really we listen to a Basco. Haraya, the Basco of Beis Hillel, we listen to. But that particular Basco of Rabbi Ozer, we don't listen to, because the Vadai ain't Alocha. Because since it's going against the Rabbim, and there's a rule, Achrei Rabin, that we found the road. So it's Zvadei Ein Halacha. So what was bothering me is if the Basco was coming out and saying, you know what, we went through in Shemayim every single case independently, and we concluded that on an independent, you know, analysis, Rabbi Ozer got it right in each case. Or leaving it in each case. In this case, we're honoring about this tanur, whatever it was, a tanur there. Rabbi Oz is right in this case. Not because nothing to do with this, he got it right. So would that be an infringement on Achrei Rabim? Why is that an infringement on Achrei Rabim? The Basco's telling you, the Basco's telling you that he got it right. So is that going against the rule of Achrei Rabim?
The Torah directs us to follow Rov Deis, and that's against our Deis are still contrary to that MS of the Basco. The Basco say, well, that's the right, that's the MS. But we're not your Rov Hachamim, not your right to that MS.
I hear. But at least according to me, if I want to say what I said yesterday, I said that we're allowed to incorporate the information, right? That's what Dove said, that we're allowed to incorporate the knowledge that the Basco gives us into our brain. But I see Rav Shlomo Kluger, so I have knowledge. I don't have knowledge based on my own knowledge. I have knowledge because I know Rav Shlomo Kluger is right, and he told me. So I know the Basco is right, and the Basco told me. So the Basco came down and told me that in Shemayim they were clearing this Shaila of the Tanur, and they in Shemayim said that in Svara, Rav Oza is right. So that the Chayre, in my opinion, that's not going against Rav. Rav is, you know, there's this famous story of Rav Yonis and Ipshitz, that there's a Gawa, when Rav Yonis was a boy, some Gawa started up Rav Yonis and Ipshitz and said, why don't you become a Christian? We're the Rav. And he said, because the Torah says, Achi Rav in the house, when it's a Suffolk, when there's no Suffolk, you don't go bust a Rav. So the Chayre, that's the same thing. If the Basco comes and tells us that in Shemayim, the Bezdin Shemayda cleared this case, and they concluded that the MS is like Rav Ozer, so why? That's not in stira to the rule of Achay Rabim Nahatos. The Achay Rabim is when you have a suffix, but we don't have the suffix. The Basco told us who's right.
Why don't we have a suffix?
We know who's right. We have information.
We got information
from our Kodesh, from the Basco. We have inside information of who's right.
That information is not admissible in the court of the human mind.
Why not? Why not? According to me, you're allowed to use information that a Basco tells you.
Only if
the end result. I was trying to say that if the end result is the human knows, then that's called the human knows. We don't care how the human got the information. Rav Yeshua cares. But we who don't pass in like Rav Yeshua, we know that it makes no difference how we got the information. As long as we know. That's called Ein Adayin Amash Ein Avrois. It's Ein Avrois because I know. How do I know? Pascal told me. I still know. Shlomo Kluger told me. I have no idea what Rav Shlomo Kluger was talking about. I couldn't follow his shir. I don't know. I lost. I didn't follow his Yiddish. I didn't understand the cheshbon. But I know at the end of the day, Rav Shlomo Kluger went ahead and I didn't. And he's a 10-page tshuva, and I didn't read the tshuva. But I know at the end of the tshuva, Rav Shlomo Kluger said this is a din. So I know that this is a din. I know Rav Shlomo Kluger got it right. I have to read the 10-page tshuva, and I can paskin. Ain't it dying? Masha ain't it right? I didn't read Rav Moshe has a 50-page tshuvas. Whoever reads Rav Moshe's 50-page tshuvas, you know, I know it's right because Rav Moshe says so. I don't know. Do I know the Indian? I never learned the Gemara in my life. You know, I don't know the Indian. I don't know anything about it. But I know that this is halacha. So that's called Ein Adayin Amash Ein Avrois. So I was claiming that if the Basco comes and tells me, I was claiming that there's no difference between a Basco and a tshuva from Rav Moshe and a Shlomo Kluger. So that's called I know. So why would it be against the Rav? So I wanted to say, this is where the guys were, that the Basco in Bamitzia was saying, was not saying that we went through the sugya and we came up that Rav Ozer is right. The Basco was saying, either like I said or like Dov said, that through, based on some principle, because Rav Ozer has more better yichus, Rav Ozer has extra kedusha, Rav Ozer is a gilgo of other marishan. I don't know. Who knows all these things that embedded in Shemat that we don't know. Therefore, the yashris is to paskin like Rav Ozer and misafek. Then it's very good. Then Rav Yeshua said, then Taisa says, excuse me, we in Bezin Shomata, we don't have such a rule that we go bust a yichus. In Bezin Shomata, we only have a rule, we go bust a rabbin.
It just sounds really, how Rebbe's saying it, you were really getting a new halacha that wasn't given at Sinai. I mean, because at the end of the day, there is no such rule prior to Sinai that halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. You know, like that wasn't, there was.
And that's why we don't paskin like the Basco. That's exactly what Tavis is saying. Taiva says in the second Teretz that normally we do Paskin like a Basco, except this Basco is an exception.
Well, so Paskin like the one by Beis.
Figure out why this Basco by Rebbe Ozer is an exception. So Amgupa is saying, because the Basco is telling you something that wasn't said at Sinai. It wasn't said at Sinai because it's not shayach for humans to understand. We don't know what Yichus, we don't know what Ruach HaKodesh, we don't know who has more, who's the Gilgo. So the Sinai could not tell us such a rule, but Hashem has this rule. And the Basco is telling us a rule that exists in Shamayim, that the Shemayim holds is Yashristic, but was not said at Har Sinai, and therefore we dismiss it, even though Basco is MS. And we believe the Basco that in Shemayim there is such a rule.
Right. But we're only in Cheshbon, we're only dismissing it because Achi Rav Lahatos. Otherwise, this
Achi Rav Lahatos is not, I'm meaning it, Achi Rav Lahatos is telling us that this is not true, because you're arguing with the rule of Achi Rav Lahatos.
But without the klal of Achi Rav Lahatos, we wouldn't say that. I mean, if we didn't have a directive of the Torah, Achi Rav Lahatos, we would be mekabel the Torah. The Torah, the Bakbo comes out, we have a suffix, we have the machlokas of the Yezer and the Chachamim. I don't know how to go. Wait a minute, there's a Yashris, Basco coming, Yashris, Halacha, Krib Yezer, Bechol Makom. Oh, okay, we missed something. We're gonna go halachas like Rabbi Eliezer. I hear what Rabbi's saying. One point I would make though, it really doesn't read in the Ron. Okay, the Ron really seems to be saying that the emes is that the halacha is Rabbi Eliezer, and that's the emes, and the hachamim are being mora hepich the emes. And afal pikin, that's the halacha, because the Torah was given.
Okay. I don't know about the rabbi, but I'm trying to work on Taisis.
Rabbi, can we take a step back? Is Rabbi asking Akasha now? Is Rabbi asking Akasha on yesterday's shir?
Yes. I'm saying that in order for my shir to make sense, I think, I'm not really sure. I mean, maybe if you can figure out a different way. The way I was trying to say the Taitus, the second answer is that we usually follow a Basco by Beisan Shabbesiddo, but by Rebbe Ozer we don't. So the Shaila is, what's the difference? So the Birkas Avram said, because sometimes the Basco has Negias. And sometimes it's not always right, but we're not kleshish. So I wanted to decide him like that. You know, and sometimes. If it's sometimes, then be machmer like Beishamai. I'm saying that the drushes are, in this regard, like the drushes are on, the Basco is always, always, always right. You know why we don't follow the Basco in the Rebbe Ozer? Is because of what the Ron says, of Loba Shemayimi. Hi, David says we don't paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, and we don't say Lava Shemayim. Haraya, we paskin like Beisiddo against Beishamai based on a Basco. So I was saying yesterday that we're in the middle. Sometimes we say Lava Shemayim, and sometimes we don't. When the Basco contradicts a principle that we have, that we heard at our Sinai, then we say Lo B'Shamayim. When it doesn't contradict the principle at Har Sinai, then we don't say Lo B'Shamayim. I have to say that by Rebbe Ozer, it contradicts the principles. I'm trying to figure out, how does it contradict the principle there? If the Basco is simply telling us who's right, then it's not contradicting entry principle. It's just telling us a piece of information.
Rabbi addressed this. Rabbi addressed this yesterday by saying that since it's against Roiv, it's not enough for the Basco to touch a human brain and a human ear for it to become kosher. It has to actually be able to be absorbed and accepted and processed and understood and be consistent with basic principles in order for it to become kosher in this world.
Is simply saying that, you know what, Rebbe Ozer, there's two logics. The Rav Ozer and Rabbanan were arguing in some kind of logic. But then they must have each one had some svara. And the Baska was telling you that the svara of Rav Ozer is superior in this particular case. Forget about everywhere else. In this particular case, Rav Ozer's svara was superior than the Rabbanan's svara. So I don't hear why that's going against the Torah principle.
Why?
Because if we accept the Basco, then we accept that the svara is superior. And if the svara, if we once we accept that the svara is superior, then we don't go baseray. We only go baseray when we have a suffix.
I thought we see from the din of Rove
that we're not concerned for the emes. We're concerned. The halacha is not concerned for the emes. But ultimately, the halacha is not concerned for the emes. It's concerned for the dea of chachamim. So if the chacham, even if he has a nevuadik knowledge that the emes is like the other dea, sof kol sof, the das of the chacham is still the other way. It doesn't change the
Let's say the chacham today, the chacham is sitting and he hears the machlokes and he uses his seichel to be machria which way is right. You know, so he can't pass in like the das yachin. If you say ain't a dine a shamash ain't a rice, according to Rabbi Moshe, ain't a dine a mash ain't a rice. So I learned through the sugya, and the rave opinions one way, but I learned through the sugya, and to me I have a klar raya from the Gemara, from a Rashi, from a raya Gemara, like one way. So I think. And we wouldn't say they have to go bust their rave because I have no suffix.
Suffix. That's true. Because you have a dea. You have a dea that this that you understand
so
the Torah
Shmuel
is this way.
Based on what I remember from the Reshiva, that my dea is I know because the Basco told me. I know because the Shlomo Cooper told me. So that's also a dea. So then there's no problem with going against the rave. Why is this going against the right? I have a clear dea. I know. I need a dea because the Basco told me.
So I get this to really honest. You could say that because Rav Shlomo Kluger said what he said, right? You could say that therefore you don't have a dea. I mean, if Rav Shlomo Kluger learned the sugya not like you, you're Toba B'dvar Mishnah. You know and you realize you don't have a dea in the first place. But here we're talking about people who have deas, right? They're yored to the Torah Shebaal Peh, and if they're being wrong, it's not Toh B'Dvar Mishnah. So you know, like that's I think it's very.
But that's what I think that I would like to say. I think it's much easier for me. I don't know. To me, maybe it's in Ukimta that when in the Gemara in Bava Metzia. When the Basco came out and said, Halacha k'Rav Ozer, what the Basco was doing is the very same thing that the Basco that came out, Halacha k'Beis Hillel. The Basco was not getting into the nitty gritty of each case. The Basco was not saying that, you know what, in the 25 cases that Rav Ozer, Hagot HaChomim, in each case, Rav Ozer's logic is right. There are 25 different cases where the HaChomim goofed. No, he's saying a general Claudei Apsak. Just like there's a Claudei Apsak that when you go Basar, have a Machlekes, Beisino, Beisharmai, you go by Beisino. Why is that? Because there's some Svar, you go by the Rav. That doesn't mean that they're going to be right. It could be that the reality is that still 10 times Beisino, Beisharmai were right. But Misafek, the Basco is telling you that when you have a Safek, the din is what you're supposed to do when you have a Safek, is go bust it right, and therefore you should always pass in like Beis Hillel. So what I would like to claim that the Basco of Rav Ozer was saying that when you don't know what to do, you have a suffix, who's right, Rav Ozer or the Chachamim, and there's no knowledge on the Shaida here, who's right, and all you know is that there's a Machlekes, Rav Ozer and the Chachamim, so there's some Klolei HaPsak, based on some factor which we don't know what it is, that we always pass like a buzzer. And that's why Tosfos says that that's going against the Torah, because we know we can't wrap our brain around such a thing, because Hashem said Achrei Ravim Nahatos. So that's not called we know. We can't know something which is against a Beferish Adin in the Torah, even if a Pascal tells it to us. So that's what I would like to know, Shad and Tosfos.
Not option three.
I can't hear you.
Not option three.
Well, that's also option three.
Option three is saying the Yeshiva Zatzal is always right. So when
that's because of Yeshiva, we understand why. But not necessarily. For a reason which we don't understand why.
Even if you don't understand why, but you know the Yeshiva is smarter than some guy in Kollel today.
No, but that means we understand why. He's always right because we're smarter. But right. I'm saying that Basco was saying Rav Elazar is always right for some reason X, which I can't explain to you, because in your human brain, you can't understand that reason.
So not option three.
I learned this by God. Okay, fine.
Not because Rabbi Elazar is just like Yeshiva Zatzal, always right, no matter
right.
what.
Right, okay.
Not fine. That.
It's because of some mystical rule we can't comprehend. Reason. It's because he has better yichud.
The Hakim really stark for someone who was always right.
What?
We used to hack the Rashiva really stark for someone who was always right.
It happens to be that the other Rashiva was a tremendous honor, and he let the guys hack him, even though he was always right, yes.
Not just the Rashiva being an honor, but if we would have asked the Rashiva a question, Rebbe, what you do, it's against the Beferish Mishnah Berurah. It's against the Beferish Shulchan Aruch. Nobody ever crossed their mind that the Rashiva was wrong. He missed the Mishnah Berurah. The question always was, how does Rav Shiva understand the Mishnah Berurah? Because of course he's right. The question is, how do you understand it?
Yeah, but I don't know. When the guys were arguing, sometimes the guys got pretty.
Guys would get pretty chutzpahic sometimes.
Yeah, the guy gave because there were times that they were so confident they were right they wouldn't even let Rav Shiva answer. But Rebbe, how can you answer me? You know I'm right.
That's why the Rav Shiva used to wait until 1:12 to tell his big bomb Kiddush. And then 1:17, he was out the door.
Okay. Anyway, yes, but she was a happened to be an amazing Anivis. That was amazing. You know, he used to let the guy think that they shrugged him up, and they caution. I don't know the answer. I have to go home, think about it. Yeah. So maybe he was a little bit of a actor.
She was also a good actor.
Yes. But okay. Anyway. But the Maisa, so let's get back to our type. So that but I but I want there's the pshat in Tosfos. I think it's very nice. The Birkas Avraham is saying that Tosfos holds that sometimes the passcode could be wrong. So that first of all, that sounds very funny. And second of all, because the passcode can have agendas. But the passcode's wrong. Sounds funny. And second of all, we said if the Pascal is sometimes wrong, so maybe it's wrong here too. Once you admit it could be wrong, it could be, so maybe it's here too. But where I'm saying the Pascal is never wrong, except that there's a rule of Loba Shemayim. So you have to know whether this case goes against the rule of Loba Shemayim. So if you're able to wrap your brain around it so that it doesn't go against the rule of Loba Shemayim, so then, since the Basco is always right, so you accept it, you follow it. It's not going against the Torah. And fine. So by Beis Hillel, where the Basco is simply telling us, before the Basco we had a suffix. We go baser roiver chidot, or being sharper, and the Basco tells us something which makes sense to us. So we accept the Basco. Basco is always right. So we know. We know based on the Basco. So that's not an infringement of Loba Shemayim. So we are 100% sure this is right. So now if someone would do like Beis Shammai, it's an Abla. We're 100% sure that Halacha is, you're passing like Beis Hillel. The Basco, which is Vaday, Vaday, right, told us we're passing like Beis Hillel. But in the Rav Elazar case, even though the Basco is 100% right, but we can't listen to it because of Loba Shemayim. Because even there, everyone agrees that we say Lava Shemayim. Because there, the Basco doesn't make sense based on the Torah that we know. But, that's how I was trying to learn Dysis.
I understand Rebbe's gain by saying it this way. I split out the two Baskos within Tysis. Does Rebbe agree, though, that it's a bigger Chiddush, just looking at the Gemara over there, that it's a bigger Chiddush to say that what the Basco was saying is there's some rule, no reason, no rhyme, you'll never get your mind around it, as opposed to before we learn Yavamas, when you learn the Gemara over there, wouldn't we learn the Gemara over there? The Basco is saying that Rabbi Elazar is just a genius, and he's just always right every single time. He dwarfs everyone else. That's why we go by him.
Because he's smarter.
He's like the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal. Isn't that the partial reading of the Gemara? We read the Gemara over there without Tyson and Yavamas. Would you say that the Basco is saying, I have no idea who's right, who's wrong, but Rabbi Elazar's great-great-great-grandmother gave tzedakah, and there's some rule that therefore he's, go like him, finish, not weighing in who's right and who's wrong, who's smarter, who's not smarter, some arbitrary rule, that's the Pashto Shad of the Basco.
Well, there's a Gilgo, you know, what was a Gilgo of?
That's the Pashto Shad.
Rebbe was a Gilgo, right? According to the Svar, the Asara Haruge Malchus, was Rebbe other one of the Asara Haruge Malchus? Maybe not. Maybe he wasn't. Rebbe Kiva was. I don't know. Rebbe wasn't Hercus. I don't think he was.
He wasn't killed. He died. I don't think he was killed, right? He died an old. He died after the Kiva. Yeah.
So he was not necessarily Haruge Malchus. So he doesn't. He was not necessarily one of the Gilgulim. Okay, I take it back.
But that's the push of Shah of the Gemara. That would be stuck Mach Masses Tyson.
A little bit in support of Rebbe. Why does the Baskel have to say that Halacha Kamosa B'Kol Makom? If it's coming to tell us, listen, we have a klal like that, so that's relevant. That it's telling us the Halacha Lakim is here because we have a klal of Halacha Kamosa B'Kol Makom. But if it's just to tell me he got it right, why is it relevant all the other cases to our case now?
Simply speaking, that the Baskel is saying the absurdity of what the Chachamim are doing. You're absurd to argue. He's always right. Every single argument you
again,
ever
if it's
had
not a klal, if it's not a klal, then why is that relevant? Because the Baskel is not saying we should Paskin like him everywhere. The Baskel came out only for this particular case.
The Baskel is not saying you shouldn't Paskin like everywhere, but the Baskel is telling the Chachamim how absurd they are, that Rabbi Elazar dominates you in every single issue of conflict that you've ever had with him.
So, like, in a way, the Baskel is coming to do more than Rabbi Elazar asked for. Rabbi Elazar just said, you know, the Baskel will prove that I'm right over here. So the Baskel is doing even more than he asked for.
Well, if it's
klal, so then it makes sense.
The Baskel is telling them the emes. The Baskel is telling him, you guys missed
it. No one asked the Baskel to get involved in other things.
Every single time you've ever had a machlokas, he's the one who's right.
I don't think it was the room of the Baskel to get involved.
Well, Sandy, either way you say, the Baskel is doing more than was asked for.
No. But if it's telling you the reason why Halacha Lakim over here is because we have a klal. Meaning, I don't know, the Basco is saying, I'm not going into the nitty-gritty, like Rebbe said, you know, I'm not going into the facts, whether he is right or not. Yeah, but you should know that there's a klal that he is Halacha Kamosa B'Kol Makom, and therefore, you know, that answers your question.
Also, the words of Halacha Kamosa is a little mashma like that also. I could have just said he's right. Halacha Kamosa sounds like a directive. It's not saying he's smarter than you, he's more experienced. Halacha does sound a little bit like a klal.
I was thinking, I don't know, maybe it's overly fetchy, but in Tosfos, the Tosfos says that he Basco choice the connected rabbin the rabbanan have a ruba the vaday ain halacha. So the vaday ain halacha, the bat says the vaday ain halacha kibasco. So why did the Bach add the words kibasco? So I don't know, maybe
like the Birkas Avram theoretically, kind of the simple language of Tosfos is like the Baskel's wrong. The Baskel's telling us Halacha's Kabliezer. What do you mean? Halacha's Karabim.
Yeah, so what? No, but so I'm says ain halacha. I'm just saying, but what? That's obviously what Taivis means. If Avdei ain halacha, Kibaskos. What does he have to add the word? Like, the Taivis left out words. The back puts in words in Taivis. Is that fair? I don't know. Is he the back?
Ain halacha karebalaza.
Oh, so I thought that the Bach was coming out Fuke, that someone else would read Taisus, that he the Baskel Choice, can they get a rabbin, the Rabbana and have a Ruba, the Vadai ain't Alocha, Kirabo Ozer. So he's saying, no, that's not Pshat. It's not the Vadai ain't Alocha, Kirabo Ozer. It's Vadai ain't Alocha, Kibasko. So and that would be. That's Gupo sort of a little bit what I'm saying. If you say Ein Halacha K'Rabbi Ozer, then we're discussing this particular case. Did Rabbi Ozer get it right here or not? So the Achri Rabban Atos tells us that Rabbi Ozer got it wrong here. He says that's not right, Pshat. The Rav can't tell you that Rabbi Ozer got it wrong. Could be that Rabbi Ozer got hit it the nail on the head. It's just a klalei apsak. But the Achri Rabban Gahatos tells you what the Basco said is wrong, because the Basco was saying it's Claude Apsak. So that's, you know, I don't know, maybe it's putting too much into the Bach, but that's what I was thinking, that when I read Taisis, I read Vada Ein Halacha K'Rabbi Ozer. And that's like just saying that Rabbi Ozer goofed. Says, no, it's not Rabbi Ozer that goofed. Rabbi Ozer is could be right. Rabbi Ozer could have. There's no raya that Rabbi Ozer didn't get it right. It's that the Basco, what the Basco said is not right. Rabbi Ozer was allowed to say what he said. He based it on Das Torah. That's a valid statement. You can't say it's Vaday not right. It's the Basco which is Vaday not right. That's why Tosis. I don't know, maybe it's putting too much into the Bach, but it would be nice bet what the Bach is doing. I don't know. Okay, anyway, what else do you people, anything you have anything to say?
Again, just as far as this, you know, I think how Rebbe said is a little confused. The klal that as the boss call was mora by Rabbi Eliezer, Lacha Kamoso, does that affect whether the Chachamim could continue to be knowing as their position? Is it only for a person is it for a person who's besafik, or is it even for the Chachamim themselves?
It could be for the Chachamim itself, but we don't listen to that boss call because that boss call is disqualified.
So I'm saying it's not like the Boskel is not functionally then like a rove. I mean, Rabbi had said it as if the Boskel
is telling you a piece of information. The Drasha Zaran says that the Boskel is 100% right. The way I learn it, the Boskel is telling you that in Shemayim, there is some Klolei Apsak that when in doubt, always follow Rabbi Ozer. When there's a Machloikas, we always pass on a Rabbi Ozer.
It's not just a matter of doubt.
Whenever there's a machlokes, not you have a doubt. Whenever there exists a machlokes, but since that's there in and Bnei Adam can't wrap their brains around that, because that doesn't in our brain that doesn't stem with the law of the pasuk. The Torah says Akri Rabbi Nahatos. And there's no way we can figure out how to coexist those two. So even though obviously there is a way, because it's MS, because the MS is like Shemayim, but we can't figure out how. So the svara that the Rashiva said, that if Rav Shlomo Kluger said it, so I know it's right, does not apply if you can't figure out a way that it could be right. You could come up with a daichik, you'll daichik the lashon, you'll make a new kimta, you'll come up with, but there's no way you can come up with it that it's right. Then you can't say, well, I know it's right. You don't know it's right. It doesn't make sense to you. So then the therefore it's an infringement on the chisar and abba shemayim. So I thought it was very nice, because what I'm really doing is I'm making Tavis's second teretz right smack in the middle between Rabbi Yoshua and Tavius's first tires. Rabbi Yoshua says that we never listen to Baskol, period. Makes no difference for whether, whatever the, we don't listen to Baskol, nothing. Tavius's first tires is saying we always listen to Baskol, right? That's Tavius's first tires. It's the only reason we don't listen. It's only the Baskol of Rabbi Ozer, because that Baskol we knew was not serious, because it's a Kvaido of Rabbi Ozer. But any other Baskol in the world we listen to, always listen to Baskol. So the second Tarot says, listen, Rabbi Yeshua says don't listen to Baskol because of Lobo Shamayim. Tavis's first Tarot is, oh, there's no such principle of Lobo Shamayim. So I'm saying that sometimes there's a principle of Lobo Shamayim and sometimes not. When you can wrap your brain around it and make sense out of it, and you can imbibe it into your knowledge, then there's no problem of Lobo Shamayim. Then you follow the Basco. Then it's 100% because the Basco is always right. But when you can't wrap your brain around it, then Rabbi Yeshua is right. Then we say Lobo Shamayim, and it's a zero because Lobo Shamayim.
In the reading of the Gemara, it comes out a little bit different, maybe a little bit strange. Pasha reading was, Rabbi Elazar is telling the Rabbanan, I'm right, and you're wrong. And I'm going to prove to you I'm right, I'm wrong. Listen to this voice. It's going to say that I'm right and you're wrong. And then when they got that, they were all shocked. Wow, I guess he's right. We're wrong. Rabbi Yeshua comes to the rescue. Ignore the Baskol. The way we're saying it now, unless we change and we say that Rabbi Elazar was calling on this Baskol to make this proclamation of the incomprehensible Klalei Hapsak, Rabbi Elazar is calling, saying, show me that I'm right. Along comes a Baskol and disappoints everybody. Never said you're right. I'm not getting into who's right. Out of my hat, the Baskol pulls out a Klal Hapsak that nobody ever dreamed of, but Beloza wasn't calling for. When that Klal Hapsak comes down, the higher everyone should have looked at each other and said, Beloza, you have no raya to you. Klal Hapsak, let's all say it together. Toyer Alav Bashamayim. But it sounds like from the Gemara, Beloza was vindicated. The Baskol came to prove what he said it's going to prove. And Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Yeshua was there to redeem them following the Baskol.
Okay, I don't know. It could be that the whole thing of Ozer was proving that in Klalei Hapsak we go like him.
He knew that this Klalei Hapsak that no one in the world knew about, could comprehend, ever makes any sense of. And he knew that in Shamayim there's a Klalei Hapsak like that, didn't know Lava Shamayim, and is calling upon that Klalei Hapsak to disprove all this coverage, to not disprove, to say don't listen to them. Okay?
Yeah.
It's like they have a machlokas in Nistar, you know, so kind of, you know, Elazar asserts a principle in Nistar.
He knew that Klalei Hapsak and Shamayim also.
How did he know there's such a rule? It's one thing if he says
that. He was Rabbi Ozer.
What?
Because he was Rabbi Ozer ben Hyrcanus, so he knew it.
But we agree it's a different Gemara than we learned than we ever thought before. It's a whole new dialogue.
No difference. Yes. Yes, I would have Ms. Thomas say that everything that he was trying to show is that you can't argue with me that la halacha we pass like me, not the, even the Kosei based medrash will be the same thing. Not that I'm right here. I'm right everywhere.
And that means Rabbi Yeshua, him and Rabbi Yeshua had a machloikah shenuya, whether this is really, whether we're listening to the Baskol or not. He was calling upon that very Baskol to do the very thing that it did, that Yeshua says, irrelevant.
Yeah, well, that's Thomas. Like, you have to say that there's a machlokes. Others thought that we would listen to a Baskol, or Rabbi Yeshua says no. You know,
maybe not. So Beloza might have been saying, "I know you're not going to follow this Baskol, but I'll be vindicated that I'm right. Do what you want, but I'm still right."
No, that's not so, Ms. Thomas.
All right.
Ms. Thomas, Rabbi Ozer was going to Baskol. He thought that would make a difference. Okay, we'll have to do some research. I have to do some research in this sugya, whether, you know, Bamasiya. I actually have no svarim in Bamasiya in the yeshiva here. See, because I know that I've been using this excuse all year, but Gedalia can be made to me that the yeshiva really has no svarim, except for the Baba Bastra svarim, some of them, not all of them. We have no, on some things we have, Chumash we have, Baruch Hashem. For some reason, they took those out.
thought the new building was supposed to be done, no, isn't it?
The building was supposed to be done, but Benjamin Simon, the oats there, you have to get the right bookcase with the right mahogany wood, and that was never done. And we haven't gotten, since the dedication was done, there's no pressure. And I don't know whether it's a donor or who we're waiting for to pick out the color scheme, and they're making a special Eitzer. And meanwhile, they haven't gotten the bookcases. So they can't get the bookcases, we can't have our Eitzer. Anyway, okay.
Vanishing American adult.
What?
Said the vanishing American adult. You know, they're too into their beautification of everything to even do anything valuable.
We got a beautiful base magic, but our oyster is not. So all the Bumaseas for them are locked away. So I don't know, I can't do any research. I have a pure anus. Okay, all right, you should go ahead, everybody. Okay,
next week,
I'm assuming we're going back to what we were supposed to do. Is that assuming? Unless, is that okay?
Maybe he's the captain.
No, but unless someone has so we go back to this Gemara that we're supposed to be doing that we did it twice and we never got to it.
Which Gemara?
We're supposed to do Yudawin from. After from Toshma,
Yudawid Amid Aleph,
from the bottom, Toshma Happy Shaedu Isur Osram Eda Matirim, Lo Nimdu Be Shamai Miris Anosha Be Sedo. And then that Gemara continues till the top of Yudawid Amid Bey, so Gufa. So it's around six lines from the bottom. Or maybe 10 lines in the bottom of Yudawin from Toshma till around six lines down of Yudawin of the days.
Toshma Afalpi,
yes. Which gets into the shaila that I eventually wanted to get to was we had this shaila. Someone asked me this shaila, Halacha Lemaisa. He follows. You know, someone asked me this shaila just recently. He's the Talmud of Hillel David. Hillel David, is that his name? Of Hillel David? Yeah. And Hillel David holds, you're Benjamin Simon, you said you know this shaila. He holds that Dunkin' Donuts are mamish treif.
Right? Heinemann,
no? I don't know, treif, but he holds.
Rabbi Heinemann?
What?
Rabbi Heinemann?
No.
Heinemann? No?
Okay. Oh, I know. He holds it. He's Rebbe. Oh, that Dunkin' Donuts is what, Bisho Akum? Is that the part? I don't even know what it's
based on. The problem is if frying is cooking, then you needs to have a mashgiach turn on each flame. Because there's no pas palter. Can you rely on pas palter or not? So if it's baking, then you can rely on pas palter. But if it's cooking, then it's Bisho Akum.
Okay, so he owns. So his rabbi, whatever his rabbi is, I don't know who his rabbi is. His rabbi Baskin, that it's usher, right? Maybe that it's so it's frying, it's not baking, and it's olal shulchan melachim, whatever it is. So it's bishavakum. The minig in the world, for whatever reason, in many many places, is people eat Dunkin' Donuts. I don't know. I'm not passing the minig. But definitely the minute the conscious organizations in Miami give a hechsher on Dunkin' Donuts, and the yeshiva
in Cleveland they won't give a hechsher on anything that's not Chol Yisrael.
No, what?
In Cleveland, the Cleveland Vod will not give a hechsher on anything that's not Chol Yisrael.
For a little bit, we have two hechsher, and you know the yeshiva. So the yeshiva lives on Dunkin' Donuts. I don't think she lives, but it's. The high school is not allowed because the high school is Chol of Yisrael, but the Beis Medrash is not Chol of Yisrael. So the Beis Medrash is, the high school is for the law, okay, whatever it is, Kashem Isaac. So the person had a yard site. He wants to make a Kiddush. And he makes a L'chaim, not L'chaim, it's a Kibud. You know, the easiest way of making a Kiddush is to go to Dunkin', he is probably the cheapest, You know, you have to go to a bakery and buy a cake or pass his roll, cost him a fortune, it's a tircha. You know, it's not much easier. Just go into Dunkin' Donuts, you buy 2 boxes of donuts, you're finished. But he holds, his rabbi holds, and it's usher. And he follows his rabbi. He's based, you know, Beisero, Beishamai, that his rabbi holds his mamish usher. But the yeshiva, he says, serves it. So can he bring in the Dunkin' Donuts for the and serve it? Is he at the kiddush for his kibud? Right, that was the shayla. So I think it connects to this gemara that we're going to learn.
It connects, but it's exactly the opposite.
Right.
He's serving something that for them is kosher. Over here, Beis Shammai would be serving something that according to Beis Hillel is treif.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but you're saying so it might not be Nogea this Gemara. Okay, maybe you're right. Maybe it's not Nogea. Okay, Rabbi, anyway, that was a Shaida that I just had about a week ago.
Right.
So what did
I
he do?
I told him he shouldn't do it. And you know what? We didn't even get any keyboard because of me. I caught the guy didn't get because he didn't want to go to the bakery.
Someone else who didn't care.
What?
Maybe he did the kibbutz with someone else. Oh, now that he asked Rebbe, he couldn't do the kibbutz with Yeshiva anymore.
Anyway, but okay, that was the shayla. So it could be it's no get to this gemara. Maybe it's not. You're right. Maybe it's our gemara is a little bit different. But okay, anyway, that was we'll see. Okay, shikayach everybody.
Is it lifnei even for me to serve you something that you think it's kosher that I hold as treif? That's the basic question that we're looking at there.
Well, I don't think that's the only basic question. I don't like learning a sugya with an agenda. It's very, very difficult. The way we learn the sugya, remember, you know, the Rashiva's famous marshal, you shoot the arrows and then you make the circle. We don't walk in with any agendas.
I was talking about the Shiloh.
But the Maisa, I'm just saying that I suspect this sugya, we'll get into the Shiloh. So it's an interesting chance. Sandy tells me it won't anyway. So it's just, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe. Okay.
No, I'm just saying it could be that it's related. It just seems to be that it's the reverse right now.
Right. Okay. We'll see.
Right. So it's not our sugya, but
the guy just asked me this Shiloh about the Abiel 2 weeks ago. It was the
his shiloh chara is it lifnei iver for me to serve someone something which I hold as treif and he holds as kosher?
Right.
That's the shiloh really. Right.
Now there's his
why would that be lifnei iver?
He's not over an aveira to eat it.
Yeah. Why? That's not lifnei iver. Again, it's the reverse. He's not giving. Meaning according to him. Yes. Sorry. Yes.
That's another. Right. Since when you eat it, you're not over an aveira. So it's not. Why is it my lifnei iver if at the end of the day you're not over an aveira? You're allowed to eat the Dunkin' Donuts because you're following the sheet that has mutter. So I'm not putting a takoa in front of you because for you it's not a takoa.
Can I say I'm into the brachas? Like Rebbe said with the blowing the shofar.
I don't remember. Okay, yeah.
Plachinsky said he wouldn't.
Yes.
He wouldn't say I'm into blowing the shofar. The shachianu.
Okay. All right, Yeshikayach, everybody.
Yeshikayach, everybody.